but I'm glad we serve a God of mercy.
Amen.
Take your Bibles just a few minutes and turn to Matthew chapter 24. I'll read one verse there and then turn back to Genesis chapter number 6. Well, I tell you, preaching in an atmosphere like we've had just in the last little bit, you're almost scared to say anything or do anything. I'm glad the Lord loves us.
Amen.
I'm glad He shows us mercy.
Yes.
And He gives us grace.
Yes.
I know most Bible scholars understand. I don't claim to be a great theologist, but I know that we're living in the last days.
Yes.
2 Timothy chapter 3 tells us in the last days those perilous times are going to come. Verse number 2 talked about the men being lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. That's today.
That's it.
When we get to a place in our country where we're even considering electing an official with a Muslim background, we're in the last days.
Amen.
You say, well, you maybe ought not get too political. If he's elected, we'll be fighting Muslims in this land, on this soil, in just a little bit.
You're right.
We are living in the last days. The Bible talks about, verse number 5 of 2 Timothy 3, having a form of godliness, and we're denying the power thereof. Our churches are full of the world. Instead of the church going out into the world's came into the church. And we're playing and pretending church, because He said that's going to come in the last days.
Amen, brother.
Chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, verse number 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That's today, the last days. And then we get to Matthew chapter 24, verse number 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You say, how bad was it in Noah's day? It was bad. How bad is it in our day? It's bad. The last days, it seemed like we're in Noah's day, and God come within 8 people of destroying all of mankind whom He created because of their wickedness and their vileness. How was it in Noah's day? I believe that one writer said that back 50 or 60 years ago there was 1,000 doors to death. And I believe in our day there's over tens of thousands of doors to death in the last days. Genesis chapter number 6, how was it in Noah's day? Number 1, I believe in Noah's day, as well as in our day, 2008, God's judgment was determined. Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5, God said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Sounds like 2008. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Sounds like 2008. Verse number 6. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, now this is the judgment right here, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. God's determined His judgment just as He did in Noah's day. God's determined judgment in our day. And God said man's thoughts are wicked, his actions are evil. And God said if I had to judge Noah's day, He said I'll have to judge this day. And our judgment today, man's judgment today, if man dies lost without God, his judgment is he'll have to face an eternity in hell where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. God has set up a judgment, and God said I'm going to fulfill that judgment. Man's going to die, and man's going to have to go to hell if he doesn't accept my Son as Lord and Savior. I've established the judgment. Man's thoughts in 2008 are evil continually. Man's actions and man's deeds in 2008 are evil and they're wicked continually. And God said, I judged them in Noah's day. And don't you think for one second God's not going to judge them in our day? That same God that's full of love, that same God that's full of mercy, He's also a God of judgment. And He said, I will judge man for their wicked deeds. In Noah's day, God's judgment was determined. Verse number 17 of that same chapter. And behold, I, that's the Lord Himself talking. He said, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. God used a flood in Noah's day, and God sent a rainbow after the flood and said, I'll not destroy this earth with water anymore. I'll not send another flood. But friend, I want you to know, God's going to send a judgment. It talks about the fire of God raining down. Friend, God's going to send a judgment because He said sin has to be judged. Man, wickedness has to be dealt with. He said, I've determined judgment, and man's going to have to face the judgment of God. Said every nation that turns their back on God will face God's judgment. You say, why are you so upset about this election? Why is things bothering you about this election? I want to save my kids from the teaching of terrorism. I want my little girls to be able to call on Jehovah, to be able to call on the name of Jesus without having to worry about facing persecution. I don't want them running around crying, Allah, 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 Allah. I don't want them to know that Allah even exists. He doesn't exist as a God. He was just a man. But friend, I want you to know, God's judgment is going to be on this land if this election doesn't turn out right. God's judgment's already on this land. God's judgment was determined. Number two, and I like his point right here. In Noah's day, God's man was declared. I believe God said, I have a man. I believe God looked down and said, there is a man of righteousness. His name is Noah. There is a man who I'll put my hand on and I'll say, Noah, I've got a job for you to do. And I believe God said, I have no doubt that Noah's going to do the job exactly the way God lined it up. God said, Noah, I want you to build an ark. And Noah did exactly what God told him to do. In 2008, guess what? There's some men that have been declared. God said, I got a man in Somerset, Kentucky. God said, I got a man in the northern part of Kentucky, Owensboro, Kentucky. God said, I got a man in Ferguson, Kentucky. God said, I got a man in Oak Grove, Kentucky. God said, I got a man in White Bluff, Tennessee. And they're going to do the job that I have called them to do because I've laid my hand on them. I've filled them with my grace. I've filled them with my mercy. I've declared some men in 2008 to preach what thus saith the Word of God. He said, I've declared a man. I like it. Hallelujah. I laid on that hospital bed 14 days, laying on my back. And the devil came in. Seemed like he just set up a pup tent right there beside my bed. And he started talking to me. He said, you'll never get out of this hospital alive. You'll never preach again. You'll never do what I've called you to do again. Boy, I'm telling you what, he had me convinced for about 3 or 4 days. He climbed up in the bed with me. I guess the worst part about it was I started talking back to him. I started agreeing with him. I laid there, man, I was in so much pain, didn't have a clue whether I was going to live or die. And at 37 years old, that's not the thoughts that's supposed to be running through your mind. He said, you'll never preach again. Even if you do get out of here, you won't be worth anything. My little girls came in. They'd spent the weekend with my next oldest brother-in-law, Brady, and his family. They come and got beside the bed. I think it was a Tuesday afternoon, maybe the second Tuesday I was there. They said, Daddy, we want to sing you a song. Boy, I'm telling you what. I said I looked for God on my right hand as Job did, and I looked for Him on my left, and it seemed like I couldn't find Him. It seemed like I didn't know where He was. It seemed like His presence was gone. Out of that hospital, His presence was gone from my life. And my little girls come in and said, Daddy, we want to sing you a song. They didn't have a clue what they were singing, but the Spirit of God knit it in my heart. And they started singing about a field of grace where all is calm, leaning on His breast. And all that I could find, all the help and the strength and the peace and even healing came in this field of grace. And boy, I felt like I just wanted to kick the covers off and stand up right there in that hospital. All them wires attached to me. I was crying. I said, Lord, thank You for being real in my life. Thank You for declaring me a preacher of the gospel. Thank You for declaring me a man. Them little girls had no idea what they were singing. But God said, I know exactly what you need. I've declared a man. I've got a job for you. I'm going to raise you up out of this hospital. He said, there's a work that you have to do because I have declared you a man of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Verse number 13, the Bible says, and God said to Noah, I'm glad that same God that spoke to Noah is the same God that spoke to me. Said, I want you to preach my word. Said, I've got a job for you to do. There's somebody out there who needs to hear the glorious gospel in all parts of the earth, whether you're from Kentucky or whether you're from North Carolina or whether you're from Virginia or wherever you're from. God has declared a man. God's got a man. He said in verse number 9, Noah walked with God. Noah wasn't looking for his buddies. There wasn't nobody who believed like Noah did.
Right.
There wasn't nobody who was walking side by side with Noah. God said, Noah, it's going to come a flood. Noah didn't ask God, what's a flood? I believe everybody else did. But God said, I've heard a rumor from the Lord. And Noah said, I've heard a rumor from God. It's going to rain.
Yeah.
And the only safety is going to be in this boat I'm building. I believe Noah walked around faithful to God's word. Said, you better repent. God's going to judge his place. God's going to destroy every man, woman, boy, and girl, every creeping thing, every beast. If you don't repent, God's going to destroy you. Because he was declared of God. God's man was declared. Number 3, not only was God's judgment determined, God's man declared. Number 3, God's mercy was demonstrated. For 120 years, Noah preached what thus saith the Word of God. For 120 years, I believe he'd build a while and he'd preach a while. I believe he'd build a while and he'd preach a while. I believe he'd build a while and he'd preach a while. For 120 years, that's enough span for the whole world to be saved. 120 years, he preached and he built and he built and he preached and he kept on and he kept on, and not one soul believed what Noah had to say. 2008, church, judgment's coming. 2008, church, judgment's coming. You better get in the ark. You better get in the safety zone. You better get where God has made it right and God has made it safe. God said, I prepared a place, and that place in our day is the cross of Calvary, where He shed His blood, where He gave His life, where He died so that I could be saved and you could be saved and we could all have life and have it abundantly. God's mercy has been demonstrated in our day because of that man that's been declared. He said in Psalm 103, verse number 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy to them that fear Him. Boy, I'm glad I've felt the mercy of God in my life. I've experienced the grace of God in my life. And friend, I didn't have to be a rocket scientist to know that God's grace would save me and that God's mercy would sustain me. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that God's grace and mercy is available to all them that'll believe it. Noah preached for 120 years.
Yes, sir.
And only 8 souls were delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in the ark. They were in the ark. God's mercy was demonstrated. Number 4, and I'm done. God's people were delivered.
Yes.
God's people were delivered. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 8. Noah found grace. Noah found grace because he believed the one who said, I've determined judgment. He believed the one who said, I've declared a man. He believed the one who said, I've demonstrated my mercy. And therefore, Noah found grace. Eight people walked into that ark. And if you read chapter number 7, verse number 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. No, God didn't say, Noah, you go into the ark. God said, Noah, you come into the ark. If you want somebody to come to where you are, that means you have to be right there. God said, Noah, I'm with you right here in the ark. Come on in with me. Come on in with me. And God's people were delivered. Those eight people didn't have to face the wrath of the flood. Those eight people didn't have to go. They went through the judgment as a picture of the church of Israel. But friend, we as the bride of Christ, we're out of here before the tribulation falls. We're gone because God's people is going to be delivered. One of these days, the trump of God is going to sound.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The dead in Christ are going to rise first.
Yeah.
Then we, which are alive and remain. Brother, I believe it's going to be we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Brother Broughton, I'm glad you've been declared.
Amen.
Brother Ricky, I'm glad you've been declared. Brother Jeff, I'm glad you've been declared. Brother, I'm glad you've been declared. Brother Durbin, I'm glad you've been declared. But it's up to us to go around and tell about the mercy of God. It's up to us to go and demonstrate the grace of God. It's up to us to tell them, hey, judgment's coming. You better get in the safety zone. You better get in the ark. You better get in Christ, or else the judgment of God's going to fall on your life, and you're going to have to face that judgment, and you'll not survive the judging hand of God. It'll be hell forever. It'll be hell forever. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be the coming of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Are you ready? Preachers, are you ready?
Yes.
Lord, I want to thank you for this day.
Amen.
God, I want to thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy. God, thank you for being so good to us. God, thank you for manifesting yourself in this place today. God, I pray that you'd have your way in the remainder of this service.
Yes.
Amen. God, I bless your name for being so good to me.
Yes.
God, thank you for your healing hand upon my body.
Amen.
God, I thank you for each need you've met. God, I pray that you'd have your way.
Yes.
Lord, if there's a preacher here today that's thinking about quitting or backing up or backing down, God, I pray that you'd send the sweet Holy Ghost by their way. God, help us to realize that it's no time to quit.
Amen.
It's no place to back up or back down. Because we've been declared by God as preachers of the gospel. God, whatever's done, help us to praise you and thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.